Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, where dreams come true and reality stars act like ass. Nina Parker is here, and you guessed it, Hunter is still off.
Yeah,
sadly. So Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is joining us today. All women Nightly Pop.
Yes.
Honored.
I love that. Okay, let's get started, shall we? This morning, a fan lost her on the Today Show as she watched Harry Styles' sound check, so he made sure she was taken care of.
Hi, Harry, I was crying!
Mary and cousin, Harry noticed that you were crying. He's going on tour this summer, and he'd like to give you VIP tickets. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Are you okay here? These are, no, I'm not kidding you. That's from Mr. Styles.
I love you!
Breathe. We don't want you to pass out. We love you. Thank you for coming.
Often.
Enjoy the show. Breathe.
Okay. Girl.
That was like a banshee. That wasn't even a human being. She lost
Have you guys ever fanned out this hard?
Never in my life. You couldn't pay me to fan out that hard.
Listen, if Dolly Parton saw me crying in the audience and then singled me out and gave me VIP, I saw her live at the Hollywood Bowl. I was second row. I had my arm up like I was in church full of the Holy Spirit. I would lose my mind.
That's your number one
obsessed,
person?
Obsessed.
With Dolly.
Absolutely obsessed.
Okay.
Changed my life. Love her. Love her to death. Love her.
What about you? You act like that over a new bag, though.
A new bag.
Anything different.
Anything material, I'm freaking out. I will bark like a dog. I will crawl to you. I will lick things, which I have to get those bags. Like, I will do anything.
Yeah, new bag, some shoes. Morgan will fall out like that.
That's a different. Yeah. Now we're talking about a different thing. Now we're talking about lifeblood.
Yes. I'm a big Harry Styles fan. Do you like Harry Styles?
I like Harry Styles.
I like Harry Styles.
I like what he's doing for the people.
Nina's like, he's fine.
I don't dislike him. No. Good for him for making the fans' lifelong dream happen.
Exactly. I hope she's okay after that.
Anyway. Yeah. She's gonna have to go to the damn concert with an oxygen tank.
Right. Taylor Swift fans are also losing their too, because she posted a photo promoting her new video, The Man, and people are saying it looks a lot like Kim and Kanye's house. Ooh. She captioned it, there are 19 hands in the hallway, and people also pointed out Taylor was 19 when Kanye cut her off at the VMAs. Nina, your eyes are rolling. What do you feel? Tell us.
You need to go ahead and make your past like a ponytail and put it behind you, girl. Like Taylor.
She monetizes a feud.
Also past that point now.
I like her, but can I just hear the music? There were 19 hands in the corner, and the maid had a knife with it. Like, this is not a game of Clue.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to. Can I just hear the music? Do I have to, like, critique and get a puzzle out and put together all these pieces?
She's getting her fans what they want. What I'm interested in is the idea that she's, like, recreated their hallway and is now, like, putting little pops of color into their house where they don't have it.
That's the worst thing. They don't want no color.
She's redesigning for them.
Yes.
Right. Introducing like maybe a little pink and purple.
I have to tell you though, if I'm feuding with you and you put my house in your,
there's a problem.
We gonna have a problem. Don't be talking about my house.
Yeah, it's true. All right.
I mean,
in dysfunctional family news, a new promo for the Kardashians came out yesterday, and Kim and Kourtney really seem to be in a good place.
Don't involve yourself in business that is not yours.
Then don't talk about it in front of me.
You've nothing to say.
Don't ever come at me like that.
That, by the way, that is the first fight in Kardashian history with the sisters.
I see. I don't believe this is a fight.
That's not correct. That's not correct.
Oh, no, the iconic one.
I'll hurt you. Don't do that.
The reason that I started watching that show is to watch those girls pummel each other on the couch.
To me, it looked like she was recreating something. You know, like you recreate a situation, you show your sister, like, can you believe this bitch did that? And you do it. It didn't feel like a real fight to me.
This is where I just can't believe I have this job because I am so naive. I drink this like, can you believe she did it?
I believe
everything somebody puts in front of me, including people that I know that don't look like the way that they are on Instagram. I'm like, she looks like that when the photo is like that.
Hey, man. Everybody's fooling everybody. It's part of the game.
It's true.
But I'm going to tell you right now, Kim had that hair done and that makeup done. She wouldn't fight nobody.
She looking so cute. All
right. And critics are coming for Khloé's BFF, Malika.
Oh, boy.
She posted this picture with her plastic surgeon, captioning it, I'm fully booked for my post-pregnancy makeover. And now, of course, the trolls are calling her shallow and saying she shouldn't be thinking about plastic surgery before even giving birth. Those people. I'm so over it. First of all, I'm going to him up at 4:30 on Friday.
This guy? Wait a minute!
Have the appointment locked
What?
Up
for
because
what?
I have an eye twitch and they're saying Botox helps it, so fingers crossed.
Listen.
Let her do her. She's
got
a baby.
She
wants to look beautiful after. Who cares?
Mad props to her for being like super honest and not showing up in 2 months with a six pack and being like, I don't know, I just cut carbs. Like,
yeah.
She has, she's
but
having
a
like a full
True
surgery.
Point.
But does she have to do this while she's still, I mean, she's still pregnant, y'all.
She's
the baby is still there. The baby is like, damn, mom, can I come out? Before you post these pictures with the plastic surgeon.
She's going to be very busy once that baby arrives.
Like I know people got to do, like, just full disclosure, I think when you're posting the doctor on Instagram, that is a key that you are getting some of this for free.
Right. I mean,
if not all of it for free.
So
and girl, not every man wants you snatched. Something like a little fupa.
No. By the way, and
my DM stay lit.
Fupa. Fupa's a real thing.
As long
I'm
as it's
saying,
not. As long as it's not.
You might want to come over to the thick side, bitch. It's lit over here.
Now, if you have been dying to know Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King's stance on sexting, we have got you covered, of course. Ashley Graham got to the bottom of it on the OG Chronicles.
Never have I ever sexted with someone.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
You haven't sexted with
someone? No. Hell the hell no.
No.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
I'd be a fool.
If she put her finger down on that, I would pass out on the floor right now. And I would want to see that picture.
No, I've never sexted.
I think that's... Have you asked?
Of course I have. Never have I ever had a one-night stand.
We both better put our fingers down. We both better put our fingers down on that one.
You guys were little pussies.
That was all I needed to see this week to be in a good mood. And trust me, I've lost some so... But I feel like Oprah's obviously had a really long life. She had life before Stedman. She's been famous.
She was with Stedman a long time. Does Stedman know about this?
I mean, he does now.
I believe that she doesn't sex, though. I feel like she's a very sensual person. She probably does it all. And she, like, has a garden and grows, like, beans and lettuce.
She does. She's all about that.
I'm surprised that her and Stedman have never sexted. Sometimes it's just a little emoji.
A little flirty texting.
Maybe it's, like, growing an eggplant for real in her garden.
Yeah,
it over instead of a sex.
She just brings a bunch of them in the house.
Yeah, she's got a basket.
I brought this for you.
Eggplants and peaches.
Meet me later. Paris Hilton, good segue, just admitted why she ended her engagement to Chris Zilka in 2018, and apparently she has some pretty high expectations. She looks so good in these photos.
She's beautiful.
She told Cosmo UK it was the best decision of her life, saying, I just don't think he was the right person, and I feel like I'm an incredible woman, and I deserve someone so amazing, they have to be perfect.
Oh, girl.
I agree, Paris.
I was with you until the end.
Right. I got you.
Perfect. That's a surefire way of telling the world you want to be single forever.
Maybe perfect. Maybe she means perfect for her though. Like she doesn't want to settle.
Did she say that though?
But I think perfect, right. Because there isn't just one idea of perfection. So maybe she wants somebody that's higher up in her standards. She was settling with Chris a little bit, and then she realized that.
You can't make somebody jump through all your little chihuahua sized hoops.
Maybe you can.
Know what I mean?
It's working for me right now. You just have to train them. Men are like dogs, they need training. And every woman in here agrees with me, so don't turn on me now. All right. And finally, the Love is Blind finale airs tomorrow, and hopefully fans will see some of the cast walk down the aisle. But in the latest tease, Gigi is getting the out of there.
Get out of my face.
Gigi, they can't keep up. She is gone.
Thank you.
You know it's dark when you take your shoes off.
You know?
Girl, she would rather be running through the muddy woods.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Than marry that person.
Than marry this man. Oh!
She did pick a great dress. This is a good thing she didn't pick a mermaid style.
Yeah.
She would have been waddling out there like a
right. Penguin. She was running so fast, the cameraman couldn't even
Speaking
keep up with
of,
her.
Yeah. These camera people that have to run after these people. What are they doing? They're carrying like 40-pound camera.
Yeah.
Emmy Award to yes. Love is Blind for their camera work.
Because he didn't know where she was going. He running through the woods. Yeah. Right, or she should marry him.
Well, anyway, but we have to take a break. But up next, baboons are practicing polygamy and a woman is beating her crush to death.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Some weeks are just weirder than others. This week's a weird one. So we spent a lot of time naming this new segment, and it's called Got Weird.
Oh,
I love it.
Very creative.
Thank you. I thought it was very well done. Good job,
to
producers.
The point.
Right. First up, Alex on MTV's Siesta Key is trying to convince his current girlfriend that nothing is weird about him chatting up his ex.
I have something that is not a huge deal, but I feel like you should hear it from me. A few weeks ago, I was talking to Juliet. It started off small, and then one night, I ended up staying on the phone with her for a really long period of time, like 6 hours.
That's not a big deal. Does that not sound really sketchy?
It
that,
does.
Like, you're like, oh, I just want you to know, I'm not a dumbass.
Wait a minute.
I just dropped a bomb on these
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah, tell everybody what you just told us, please.
They're now pregnant.
Oh, bitch.
They are going to have a baby.
Oh, he would die.
I don't know if they're pregnant in this clip because she is noticeably tipsy.
They're not in this clip.
And then when he says, like, I was on the phone with Juliet, you see in her eyes, you see, like, tipsy, sober.
Yes.
Stone cold sober.
Right. She got just sober immediate. Real quick, as would I.
Yeah. Immediate.
If a man tells you, hey, I just want you to hear from me before you hear from somebody else, just start taking your earrings off, girl.
True.
Like, whatever's coming
that
after that is some bullshit.
You're absolutely right.
If you're going to be on the phone with your ex for 6 hours, you should probably just be with that ex.
What were you doing on the phone? Were you watching, like, The Irishman on the phone together? Like, what's happening? And also, what provider are you using? Because my phone dies within an hour.
Yeah,
you
sound
on the phone
true.
For 6 hours?
What's
six
up with
hours?
That?
You tell me you on the phone with your ex for 6 minutes and y'all don't share a kid, then I don't even know what you have to talk about. Unless you're talking about a custody arrangement, there's no reason you need to even be on the phone with your ex.
Oh, my God.
That's
so
really
I don't even know how
to.
She should have walked away because I'm going to tell you right now, she is going to have really big problems now that she's having a baby by him because this ex is not going to go away.
I also, if you're a man is telling you he's on the phone with his ex for 6 hours, you are not pregnant in this clip, maybe don't get pregnant, huh?
1,000%.
Maybe just don't get pregnant.
Ladies,
after
these
that.
Are the red flags. Do not ignore them.
I don't understand. That men, they plant these flags, and we're like, hey, we're changing him. We're not changing him.
No.
I mean,
that's no, if you get a red flag, she should have just listened calmly and been like, okay, it was nice knowing you. Time for me to go.
Thank you.
There's no conversation.
But if you have rose-colored glasses on, every flag is a red flag, so you can't really tell what's what.
Right,
you know,
right.
She's just like, I'm in love. It's fine. It's all fine.
She clearly wants to, like, settle down, have a baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She'll have that for a couple months, and then he's going to get back with that ex.
Right, exactly.
And then he's going to be a baby
mama. And then they're going to be on the phone for their custody arrangement.
1,000%.
So,
6 hours.
We wish you a lot of luck. All right. And this week on 911 Lone Star, got weird when a woman tried seducing her handyman.
Once my divorce was finalized and I completed my court-mandated training.
Train?
For anger management, it's not a big deal.
Bad divorce, huh? No, I've been there.
Oh, have you? You're still divorced?
Yeah, that's been working out pretty well.
Get it together. Oh my God! Let it go! Let it go! Drop it! Drop it! Let it go! Please, please! Don't you die on me, Thomas!
Should I start mouth to mouth?
Is he breathing?
Yes.
Then probably not.
Well, that's sometimes what people have to do to get men to stay, so I don't know.
Why does she, well, all of us are like, him like that?
He had an epileptic seizure.
That's right.
So she thought he was being electrocuted, hits him with a 2x4. Turns out he's just epileptic. She just beat his ass.
Yeah. She just
and broke his ribs.
And
broke his ribs. Broke him.
Good luck on that date.
Yeah. I know.
This is a strange scene, but I tell you what, I think Ryan Murphy is the producer of this series. Mm-hmm. So if Ryan Murphy wants to write me a scene in which I take a 2x4 and break somebody's ribs,
you're there.
I am there.
You're there.
Sign me up.
And you know,
Ryan Murphy, I'm available. Where you at?
And a North Carolina reporter was doing a live segment on Facebook and didn't realize he accidentally left the face filters on.
Oh my God.
This is really the first legitimate snowfall we've seen this season. So I know a lot of folks are certainly excited about that.
Oh my God.
And really the first time that school is really getting canceled kind of across the region. You know, Governor Cooper had put out a message earlier today warning people to be careful. Wait, Misty, did I have a weird face?
You know what? That brought a little sunshine to my day. I thought that was the most adorable little thing. When he turned into the wolf here, or the cat, or whatever the yes. fuck that is, that is just the sweetest
He's
thing
really
in the
charming.
World. I love that.
Oh my gosh. I guess Facebook had like a filter generator yeah. on it that just puts random faces on it.
Here, oh there God. He's Merlin.
He's a wizard.
I feel like that's how we should get the weather from now
I'm
on.
Saying, so cute.
We all have been paying attention now yeah. to North Carolina's snowstorm, and most of the time I wouldn't know what was going on in North Carolina weather-wise,
yeah,
and now I do.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
I'd like to hear my weather from a little kid.
I like that. He's,
look at him,
and now
he's
we
adorable.
Know who he is. Cute
Go
man.
Ahead and go to out of space.
My favorite is at the end of the clip where he was like, Misty, did I have a weird face? Misty's off camera going,
All right. And over in Australia, three baboons escaped their crate, locking down one of Sydney's busiest hospitals. But that's not the weirdest part.
Three baboons.
Baboons?
Yeah, baboons. I'm dead set, seriously. Even had shiny red bottoms.
Three baboons on the loose at Sydney's Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. A male and his two wives there to keep him calm ahead of a vasectomy.
Wait.
Crazy shit happens in Australia.
Three baboons.
Wait,
the best
wait.
Part of this
crazy
is baboons.
Wait, did this lady say...
You heard it.
A man and his two wives before a vasectomy?
You know what?
What?
First of all, that's an assumption being made that they're married. They might just be in a very high-functioning throuple.
That's true.
Wait, did they wait
did
a minute,
vasectomy.
Did they rescue him before the vasectomy?
Oh my God, they rescued him!
No, I think they were, well, wouldn't, if your partner was going in for surgery, wouldn't you go with him?
Are baboons endangered? Are they on the endangered species list?
No.
Because maybe they were like, listen, honey, we've got a plan.
They said this ain't happening today, not up in this hospital, honey. Not up in this Sydney hospital.
They said
it won't happen. You ain't taking his baboons from me.
Baboons. That's my favorite.
I heard the hell out of that. Go ahead and have his back. You see how we hold you down?
Yeah. No matter what. Okay, coming up, we've got a lifetime of sickos. We'll be right back. The show is almost over, but not before we compete in a sick game, bro.
It's a little sick. Because we're going to watch people almost get murdered. We are going to play Lifetime of Sickos. This might be my favorite game that we play, you guys. All right, so here are the rules. I know you're new here, so I'm going to just explain them to you. I will show you a recent Lifetime movie, and then you guys have to guess the actual title.
I'm very competitive.
I'm the reigning champ of this game.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
That's not
All
true.
All right. First up, we have a movie where a wife becomes very happy when her brother-in-law comes back into her family's life. And there might have been some subtle signs that he was out of his damn mind.
You can't keep blaming everything on that.
Yes, I can! I can! Okay?
Oh!
Sorry,
all right, they might have got me. They might have got me with this one.
That hard cut from like the gunshot, and then immediately it's just like been bleeding for an hour.
Hot sauce packet. That was a little hot sauce packet.
Oh my gosh.
Is this A, brother from hell? B, blood is thicker than brother.
Oh my God!
Or C, psycho brother-in-law.
I'm gonna go with B.
You're going with blood is thicker than brother.
I just love B so much, but just for sake of choosing something else, I'll go with A.
All right, you guys are both wrong. It's C, psycho brother-in-law.
No!
Oh, you guys are sick people. All
good,
right.
Good job, guys.
Now we have a movie about a high schooler who is so driven to become a major social media influencer that she murders to get there.
Oh, God.
Well, luckily, she's stopped by her classmate who turns the whole thing into a valuable lesson in the end.
Our friends, they're not cliques. Or likes. They're the real people who love us. So I'm turning off my phone.
This is not real.
Is this one called A, Morgan's Worst Nightmare?
Yeah, I mean, guess what? Never. Ever.
She would literally be the killer of the movie if you had to take
my phone is in my crotch during this show, okay?
All right, guys, this is one called A, Insta-Killer.
Oh, my God.
B, Deadly Influencer. Or C, Psycho Clickbait.
B.
I think it's B.
It's B.
B! Deadly Influencer.
All right, guys, last but not least, this Lifetime movie is about a bride who is looking forward to her upcoming marriage until her mother shows up for a visit. Now, her mom then enters into an increasingly deadly battle with her future mother-in-law for her daughter's affection.
What's that noise?
The washing machine.
I'm in charge. You need to go.
Get out of my way. Get out of my way! Oh my God.
She's right behind you.
No!
Mad props to those stunt people. Well done.
God.
They look great.
All right, is this one called A, dial B for bitch?
I want it to be.
B, save the date or die. Or C, psycho mother-in-law.
C.
I want it to be B.
You want it to be save the date or die? I love that too. But it is C, psycho mother-in-law.
The reigning champ. That's why you don't involve your mom or your mother-in-law in your wedding.
It's true. All right, we are all out of insane Lifetime clips, so it is time for us to go, sadly, but be sure to watch us tomorrow night at 10 with an all-new show. Bye!